You're listening to The Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper.
And I'm Jim.
You're who?
I'm Jim.
Wrong way. Corrigan is hosting with me tonight, folks. He forgot to do what I forget to do the opposite of. He forgot to turn the microphone on. I usually forget to turn them off. Okay. Let me bring you up to date here on what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. We are broadcasting right now two different shows on two different frequencies and two different satellites. Earlier this evening on 7.315 megahertz, WHRI, Indiana, we aired a program. That program is being aired again on satellite Galaxy 4, channel 15, 7.55 narrowband. That's narrowband. I told you before it was wideband, but it's narrowband. And it's also being aired on 9.930 WHRI Hawaii right this moment. If you're listening to WWCR 5.065, you're listening to a live broadcast. And if you're listening on Galaxy 3, channel 17, 5.80 megahertz wideband, you're also listening to a live broadcast. So if you're listening to G4, channel 15, 7.55 narrowband, you're listening to a replay of the earlier program. And if you're listening to 9.930 megahertz, the Hawaii transmitter of WHRI, you're also listening to a rerun of the earlier program. If you're listening to WWCR 5.065 and Galaxy 3 channel 17 5.80 wideband, you're listening to a live broadcast. Okay. Beginning Monday, we will also be transmitting on 7.315 at this same time, which is midnight Eastern Standard Time. You will not hear anything of the Hour of the Time at this hour on 7.315 until Monday. Of course, at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, every night, Monday through Friday, we will be on 7.315. And that earlier show is what you're listening to if you're listening to a rerun tonight. And if you're doing that, you don't even know what I'm talking about, so I don't even know why I'm talking about it anyway. Right, Jim?
You bet.
And that's about par for the course for tonight. Okay, I got to bring you up the sale and all of our stuff, folks. The sale is over Friday, November 4th, 1994. All orders must be postmarked no later than Friday, November the 4th. If we get your order later than Friday, or if we get a letter that's postmarked later than Friday, November the 4th, with an order in it, we'll send it back to you. Just so you know what the prices are, in case you want to get in a last-minute order under the gun, remember, they must be postmarked no later than Friday, November the 4th. My book, Behold a Pale Horse, for members, currently, until Friday, is $20. For non-members, $25. All prices are postpaid, folks. Behold a Pale Horse, $20 for members, $25 for non-members. The treason documents, 628 pages of government documentation, State Department documents, executive orders, treaties, Federal Register, congressional record, all kinds of documentation approving the treaty, the treason, the treaty, the treason, some of them are treaties, the treason that has been perpetrated against us for at least the last 60-some-odd years. The treason documents right now on sale for members, $60. For non-members, $70. Members, $60. Non-members, $70. The Mystery Babylon tape series, where we documented the history of the mystery religion of the people who are bringing all of these things about. 41 broadcast hours of the history of the mystery schools, including a videotape documentary of the Luxor Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada, which is indoctrinating the sheeple into the 3 degrees of six acts. They go in and they come out. And when they come out, they're Freemasons without portfolio, and they don't even know it. Anyway, that 41 tape series plus the videotape entitled Luxor for members is $180 inside the continental United States. If you're a member and you live outside the United States, it's $210, and yes, that includes Canada and Mexico. So $180 for members inside the United States, $210 for members outside the United States. For non-members in the United States, $210. That's non-members inside the United States, $210. Non-members outside the borders of the United States is $240. That's non-members outside the borders of the United States, $240. And yes, folks, it really does. That costs that much more for postage. And for some countries, it costs a lot more than that. So, and it also depends upon how it's sent. We always try to send everything by the quickest way so that you'll get it and aren't waiting around for a steamer to dock 6 months later. And anyway, that's the way it goes. Oh, audio tapes. I forgot to tell you. Audio tapes of broadcast hours of the Hour of the Time, one episode hour tape. For members, $6. For non-members, $8. For members, $6. Non-members, $8. Remember, folks, when you order tapes, either specify our catalog number. If you don't do that, you must specify the date that it aired and the subject that was discussed. If you don't, we cannot guarantee that you'll get the tapes that you wanted. And we won't make switches if you don't specify the date and the subject. So please do that, folks. It makes life easier on everybody. And the more we have to send these things back and forth, the more the postage builds up, the more it costs. So, also, make checks or money orders out to Annie. A-N-N-I-E. Just plain old Annie. A-N-N-I-E. Send them to the Intelligence Service Post Office Box 1420. That's 1420. Sholo, Arizona, 85901. That's P.O. Box 1420. Sholo, spelled exactly like it sounds, show and low, Arizona, 85901. Well, we were sitting around in the restaurant yesterday, Ferris and I, and Deadeye, and Rosalie, and few other people, and somebody asked Ferris when his birthday was, and he said he wasn't going to tell anybody, and I said it was in November because I saw a Scorpio, one of those magnetic icebox stickers called Scorpio on his dashboard of his big red truck. But I didn't know when his birthday was, I just knew it was in November because you don't go around sticking Scorpio stickers on your truck unless you're a Scorpio. Anyway, how'd you find out, Tim?
Well, I have my different sources of information.
How Tim found out, it turned out his birthday was tonight. And anyway, yesterday we told him that we were going to find out when his birthday was and going to have a birthday party for him, and this is what he said. Oops, that's not what he said. Anyway, what he said was, folks, is, you ain't having no birthday party for me. I ain't having none of that stuff. And, well, this is what he said.
Here's
C. Ferris spends most of his time with old cars and a lot of pistons and crankshafts and things like that. Not too sociable when it comes to his birthday. And what was that?
His only love is a Model A.
That's right, his only love is a Model A. But this is what he was giving us tonight. We were trying to get him down to his birthday party. Well, needless to say, we finally got in there, and I'll tell you, Ferris is quite a guy. He's he fixed my Jeep.
Oh, he fixed mine, too.
Fixed.
We love you, Ferris. Happy birthday.
Fixed Deadeye's Jeep. Anyway, when we got in there, he wasn't playing with his Jeep. As you can tell, he was speechless. That's about all old Ferris could say, folks. Because I'll tell you, he was a little bit embarrassed because we caught him.
Oh, well, I'm sitting here long, long, waiting for my ya-ya. Oh, I'm sitting here long, long, waiting for my ya-ya. Oh, and me sound funny, but I don't
believe. And, you know, we tried to drag him down to Katie's Country Kitchen for a little bit of sugar refreshment.
We have to do our alma mater. We must do our alma mater.
But he wouldn't go until he did his alma mater.
A little bitty boy, my grandmother bought me a cute little toy. Silver bells hanging on a string.
See, Ferris is a creature of habit, folks. Of course, we turned him down. We just didn't feel like doing that.
That other record that was trying to go over and over sounded like his 48 Jeep that he was getting started this week, just trying over and over and over again to get it going, but he got her going.
Yep, we were grabbing him off the couch and tried to get him out the door, and he's going. But we got him down there, and we had a good time. Folks, we need to do something. I need to know. Well, no, I don't need to know. I guess we're going to have to do a live broadcast on tomorrow night on WHRI and check out the frequencies. And we'll do a replay on this frequency tomorrow night, a rerun of something. I'll tell you what, we'll do a rerun of tomorrow's early show on WWCR tomorrow night. And we'll check out the frequencies. You know what frequencies are, don't you, folks? That's how many times you got caught doing something you shouldn't order. Anyway, that's what Tim told me. let me see what we got here. New history teaching guidelines, too revolutionary for some. Some. By Guy Gugliotta, The Washington Post. Washington. History professor Gary Nash said he wanted to create a second American Revolution by helping write new standards for the teaching of American history. Some prominent conservatives are already in open rebellion. The standards, developed over 2.5 years by 35 national education organizations, have drawn criticism for their enhanced emphasis on women, minorities, and the common man, and their supposed sliding of U.S. history's traditional heroes. I feel flimflam, said Lynn V. Cheney, the chairman of the National Endowment for the Humanities during the Bush administration, who approved initial funding for development of the guidelines. These standards are really out of balance. The guidelines, titled National Standards for United States History, Exploring the American Experience, are not a textbook. They are, Nash said, a curriculum guide for students in grades 5 through 12. The standards are divided into 10 historical eras, starting with three worlds meet, beginning to 1620, and ending with contemporary United States, 1968 to the present. There is no obligation for schools to adopt the guidelines, but with national endowment and education department funding and participation by such organizations as the American Federation of Teachers and the National Education Association. Well, who else do you think would be involved in a fraud like this but the NEA? The project has national stature. The Education Department also has embraced it as part of President Clinton's Goals 2000. There's that 2000 thing again, folks. 2000 always keeps cropping up, doesn't it? Education reforms, which set academic standards for public schools. Eventually, a bipartisan 19-member council will decide whether to certify the standards, but the imprimatur imposes no requirements on individual school systems. Well, you bet your boots that the people that are teaching, Heather has two mommies, are going to teach this crap, too, which says nothing about the Constitution, nothing about the Bill of Rights. George Washington didn't even live, if you listen to what these people have to say. It's all part of taking away from our children the traditions and standards and history and the heroes of the United States of America so that they will more readily accept the new world government. Don't you know, folks? This is not good. This is not good. Under Secretary of Education Marshall S. Smith told a big one. He said, "We welcome the debate over the guidelines, even though the department has pretty much stayed hands off." Now, who does he think he's kidding? This wouldn't even have been done if he hadn't approved it. The debate is part of an ongoing struggle among educators over the humanities curriculum. Educators is a misnomer, folks. It should be socialists written in there because that's exactly what they are. They're Marxist socialists who want a one-world government, and to do that, they've got to destroy this country. Conservatives contend educators have been too quick to throw out traditional authors and approaches in the name of diversity and political correctness. Political correctness, folks, translates to lie. That's exactly what it is. Cheney argued Thursday that the new standards focus on bad news about the United States, obscure the good news, and are so bent on including everyone that they are becoming exclusive in a new way by ignoring or playing down towering figures who traditionally occupy history's center stage. And enough of that makes me sick to even read it. Can't stand it. Oh, boy, I'm telling you, these people make me angry. How about you, Tim?
Well, they don't want anybody to know anything. When I was going to school, I loved history. I loved learning about the pioneers. I loved learning about the pilgrims. We made things of the related areas. You don't do that anymore. You talk to youngsters now in school, and you ask them about certain things about the pioneers or the what the pilgrims did. They can't give you an answer because they're not taught it in school.
I remember one memorable evening sitting in front of a television set watching one of these stupid things like Connie Chung or something. I forget what it was. And they were going down the street asking kids what they thought about the Bill of Rights. And you should have heard some of the answers. I tell you, folks, there was only one kid that they interviewed who even knew what they were talking about. Who even had the slightest idea what the Bill of Rights was. The rest of them hemmed and hawed and made up some silly answer. Or answered with what they really thought it was. And only one even came close. So I wasn't too pleased with that. And to tell you the truth, made me think about doing something I hadn't done in a long time. But can't do it with anybody around here because nobody likes it. Thank you. You're on the air.
Oh, good evening. Is this Mr. Cooper again?
No, this is John Schwartz at WPQ2, Cincinnati.
Oh, okay. Well, I want to give Mr. Cooper a reception report. I am receiving him on 9930 from the Hawaii station, extremely well on the west coast of Canada, near to Vancouver Island.
That's wonderful. You know that you're listening to a rerun of our earlier show tonight.
Yes, I know that, yes. I actually just heard myself on the early show. I phoned in a report there, and I just thought I'd least I could do for Mr. Cooper was just confirm that the Hawaii station is just booming in on the west coast here.
Well, that's great. This is working out fine, folks. Hey, some of you guys listening to 5.065, tune over to 9.930 on the east coast and call me up and tell me if you hear it. I want to know if you can hear 9.930 on the East Coast, New York, Maine, New Jersey, Georgia, Florida, places like that. Would you do that, folks, please? Thank you. And thank you for calling in.
You're most welcome.
Hey, it's working. We don't have to do it tomorrow. How about that?
Real good. Real
you
good.
Guys out there will do that. Tune over to 9.930. Call in. Tell me how the reception is. I appreciate that. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Bill. I'm from New York, and I just tuned in over there a few moments ago when you announced the frequencies, and I'm not picking up much.
On 9930?
That's right.
Okay, well, that's all right. You guys are supposed to listen to the earlier broadcast anyway, but
I have a pretty unsophisticated rig, so.
Well, shortwave is mainly dependent upon the antenna, not the price of the radio. So you can have a $10 radio and still get good reception if you got a super duper antenna.
All right, I have a question if I may.
Sure, go.
Okay, great. I read an article in the New York Times just today about the safety at the White House.
Uh huh.
First of all, they pointed out that the fence that the guy shot at the White House was only 50 yards away from the White House. I can throw baseballs to the White House from that.
Yeah, well, you guys know I told you this was going to happen a long time ago.
Yeah. But one thing that I thought was real interesting, this guy named Making Sound Like a Hero, who was the first person to tackle this guy, was a guy named Robert Edward Haynes, and was a 92 presidential candidate. Do you know anything about him?
Nope.
Well, it says that he's running again this year.
Oh, boy, he's getting good publicity, isn't he?
Yeah. It was two cops and him just so happened to be there to... I just thought it was just kind of weird that it was a presidential candidate.
Well, it is weird. I didn't know that.
Yeah. He's, it doesn't say much about where he was from or who he... All it says is that he was 47 years old and that he was a presidential candidate.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Well, folks, how about that? Remember I told you, I don't remember when, but it wasn't all that long ago, told you that there would be an assassination attempt made on Clinton's life, not because I wanted to do anything to him or that I knew anybody that wanted to do anything to him, but simply because they got to take the guns away from the American people. And somebody called and asked me if I thought he would be killed, and I said it doesn't matter whether he's killed or not. It will be used as an excuse to pass more gun legislation to take the guns away from the American people. And that's the real intent of it. Nobody picks up a gun and goes and shoots at the White House. If you're going to shoot and do something like that, that you're going to end up in jail for many, 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 many moons, you make sure you hit the man that's in there. I mean, that's the way it's supposed to be done. You'll probably find that this man had a history of mental illness or had been incarcerated in a prison somewhere where he was a participant in a mind control experiment. Guaranteed. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah. Hi, Bill. I have a couple of quick questions.
Sure.
Number one, what is your theory why the Challenger was blown up? It was done by us, by the government.
Well, I think it was done on purpose. I don't know by who. But I do know that it effectually prevented any more interference by civilian programs to put civilians in space where they might find out something that might upset a lot of people.
Because it seemed like when Reagan went on TV that night that he had his speech already made, and he didn't seem upset at all. It seemed like he was just playing the part.
He's a great actor.
Yeah. Another question, I hope isn't too far off the track. I heard through the grapevine that you have a footage of Kennedy being shot by his driver.
Well, that's what it appears when you watch it. When you take it requires a lot of. But we're going to do a Kennedy assassination program this month. It's going to be the killer of all killers. So why don't you just wait until then?
But it's true that you're saying that the footage we're seeing has been doctored. All the Zapruder films and all the...
There's no doubt it's been doctored. I've proven it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
No doubt it's been doctored.
You kind of answered my question. The last part of my third question I had is these half-baked attempts. What is rhyme or reason?
Half-baked attempts at what?
The airplane landing near the White House. Now a guy shooting randomly.
Well, I don't know anything about the airplane, but I predicted the shooting.
Okay. Okay, sir. Well,
airplane, I don't know. I guess the guy flying the airplane wasn't a very good pilot and maybe was trying to crash into the Oval Office. I don't know what he was doing. He's dead. We can't talk to him. And, I just don't know. But the shooting was a sure thing.
Okay. Do you think Clinton will be impeached soon?
No, I don't think he'll be impeached.
Okay.
How are you going to impeach him?
Well, I
all these people running around collecting signatures to impeach Clinton. You can't impeach a president with signatures. You can get 250 million signatures. You can't impeach him with signatures. You must have proof that he committed high crime, misdemeanors, or treason.
I listened to a tape. Tex Mars put out a tape by a guy by the name of... He's one of the Clinton insiders that kind of like...
I know who you're talking about.
I think you said one night you wanted to have him on your show, but something told you not to.
Yeah. There's hidden agendas there that rub me the wrong way.
Double agent or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I could see why, because if he knew all that, he probably would have been one of the, what's it now, up to 28 people that have been either committed suicide or have been accidentally killed.
Yeah.
The number keeps growing and growing. Yeah.
But I've watched all those videotapes, and I've listened to all those things. I know exactly who you're talking about, and it's all innuendo and accusations, but it's no proof.
Yeah. Mean Arkansas, drugs, and...
You see, if there was proof, people would be stumbling over themselves to impeach Clinton. But they're not.
The Waco thing, I get the New American John Birch Society. They're saying they kind of discounted Linda Thompson's tape. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah. John Birch Society was started by Robert Welch, who was a 33rd degree Freemason.
Okay, I just gave up my subscription. I thought so.
Hegelian dialectic at work. When I came out with my book that outlined all the things that are happening today, okay, they said I was a Looney Tune wacko conspiracy nut. Now what are you reading in the New American? All the stuff that appeared in my book 4 or 5 years ago, aren't you?
Bill, I'm new listening to you. How do I get your books?
I talked to half the first of the program. Send us a check for, if you're a member, $20. If you're not a member, $25. But if your order has to be postmarked on or before Friday, or it goes up $5.
Okay. And are you still offering the 30-day food?
Yeah, but you got to get Tim's catalog for that.
Okay. All right.
Okay? Got to let you go.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for calling. Oh, yes, sir. Well, you know, I asked Ferris what he wanted for his birthday, and he was very vociferous and just about ordered me to get it for him. And I tried. I really did, folks. I really did try. But the best I could get him was something that you'll be hearing. Oh, wow, okay. But anyway, this is what Ferris wanted for his birthday. Did he say run his fingers, run her fingers through his hair?
What Billy has.
What hair? Come on, be my partner. Come on, be my partner. Well, folks, the Hour of the Time is brought to you by Swiss America Trading, specializing in something that you all need, and a lot of you haven't got it yet. And you keep saying you're going to do it, but you don't. And you keep telling me that you really love your family and you want to take care of them, make sure that they don't get caught by an economic downturn, but you haven't done anything yet. I want you to look over at your loved ones right now. Look them right in the eye. See if you can hold. And while you haven't, then you better call Swiss America Trading right now and take care of business, Bobo. You know? Just like I had to take care of business, and Tim had to take care of business. Ferris, you've been trying all night to take care of business. And everybody's taking care of business but you, so I want you to do that. Call Swiss America Trading, 1-800-289-2646. Ask for the newsletter. Ask them how you can get the new book that they've got that'll explain a lot of things economic-wise to you that you need to know. And ask them what they recommend to protect at least a portion of your assets. You know that stuff that the first question I get when I finish talking somewhere when I travel around this country, somebody always raises their hands and says, how can I protect my assets against what's coming in this new world order? And I say, call Swiss America Trading. And I keep waiting for somebody to say, how can I protect the Constitution and the Bill of Rights so that my assets won't be in trouble? But nobody ever does. And since nobody ever does, I'm telling you right now, you better call Swiss America Trading, because that means not too many people really care. 1-800-289-2646. Call them now. Great weight will come off your shoulders. And then you won't have to feel guilty like I'm talking to you, you know. You won't have to turn around and see if your loved ones are looking at you because they know that you haven't taken care of business. Right? So do it. Call 1-800-289-2646. Do it now. I really don't care where you take care of business at. I just want you to be protected. But if you really get some worth from this program, I hope that you'll do business with Swiss America Trading. 1-800-289-2646. Do it now, folks. You'll be glad that you did. Now, I went out and tried to find what Ferris wanted for his birthday. And this is St. John's, Arizona. I mean, you just can't find a whole bunch of party girls standing around on the street corners. But I went down to his junkyard and sat on the fender of an old 58 Chevy and was trying to think of something to do when I noticed two old gals living over in this old 55 Ford. And I got them to sing this song for Ferris. So, Ferris, this is for you from the gals living in old 55 Ford down at the junkyard. No, that was the rehearsal for the one before, folks. In fact, I don't know where it went, but I'll get it. I'll bet you it's got to be right here. This is the one, Ferris. See, you knew I'd keep you in suspense, didn't you? You're sitting there on the edge of your chair. And I bet you you're wondering who those old gals are because they haven't paid you any rent for living in that old 55 Ford, have they? Well, anyway, here they are. And this is just for you, Ferris, from the party girls down at the junkyard. That's Tim and Deadeye on the band.
Happy, happy birthday, baby. Happy day would finally be inside you.
Well, Harris, I hope you like that. You know, I tried to find you party girls as close as I could come to, and I tried to get them to sing this song faster, but I just couldn't get them out of first gear, and no wonder. They were standing in the lower half of the transmission of that old 55 Ford, and I think second gar, and then slipped a gar, slipped a gear, slipped a... Slipped a cog.
Bill, you realize what's going to happen on our next tune-ups to our vehicle.
I ain't taking my car down there no more.
You're going to get cross-wired.
Oh, no, I ain't taking my car down there no more. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hi, Bill. You were asking about reception on 9.930
yeah.
in New York with a 30-meter antenna. We're not getting anything here at all. Just the usual thing on WWCR coming in great. And anybody who doesn't have your book, they're damn fool if they don't get it, because even if they don't accept everything, you know, it's thought-provoking. Not everybody can think, but it might be just the stimulus a couple of folks need.
Well, good. I don't require that everybody agree with me. I do require that they use their intelligence and think. That's what I want to get people to stop accepting what they're told and start using their own head once again.
That's it. We got enough references in here, so if anybody has the time, they're going to take the time to go down to their library. They can confirm just about anything you've got written down in here.
Yeah, are you on a Roam phone or something?
Pardon me?
You on one of them portable phones?
No, I'm not.
Oh.
No, just a regular AT&T telephone.
Okay.
But, as I said, you know, 9.930, nothing, but all the other ones are coming in pretty good. So, keep up the good work, and appreciate the program.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
Okay, gang, if you want to call in and talk about anything you want to, I don't care what it is. Talk about anything you've heard on this program, anything you want to talk about, you know. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello there.
Hello.
Yeah, Bill?
Yeah.
I just wanted to say the word was I.G. Farben.
That's right. That's exactly what I was looking for.
I wanted to like...
You're listening to 9.930, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. And it's less fade than the WWCR, and I'm in Los Angeles.
Yeah, you're listening to a rerun. We're live on WWCR right now.
Oh, I just...
So the people listening to WWCR don't know what you're talking about. On the earlier show, folks, I couldn't remember the name of I.G. Farben and... It was on the tip of my tongue, and I couldn't bring, you know how that is sometimes. So that's what he's calling in about. He's listening to a rerun of the earlier show, and he just called in to tell me that it's I.G. Farben that I was fishing for, and that's exactly right.
Well, Bill, I just wanted to let him know that DuPont was part of I.G. Farben, and that's what Zyglon B came from.
That's correct.
So, anyway, if it gets out over the air, I hope the sheep will wake up, because I'm hunting sheeple.
Don't hunt sheeple. Hunt the New World Order. Educate sheeple.
All right. Have a good evening.
And the war starts. If we haven't educated, we'll help shear them.
All right.
How about that?
Bye.
Good night. Just kidding, folks. Just kidding. I wouldn't shear you. I sure get mad at you sometimes, but I won't shear you. You got anything to talk about over there, Tim? I was all set to do frequency checks and forgot that we're only going to be on WWCR.
Well, we're getting out with other people mm-hmm. on our earlier program also. For you folks out there that would like a preparedness catalog from Surplus and Stuff, you can send $2 to Surplus and Stuff, P.O. Box 3300, St. John's, Arizona, 85936. That's P.O. Box 3300, St. John's, Arizona, 85936. And we'll send you a catalog in return mail.
And send $2, folks.
Yeah, send $2, if you will. And it has quite a few pages of, there's 80-some-odd pages that we have in the catalog. Or you can call me at area code 602-337-2975. Area code 602-337-2975. And I'll be glad to help you with any questions that you might have on preparedness equipment and supplies that you might have questions on.
Yeah, I don't get any part of that $2, folks. I just want to throw that in there because Tim doesn't just feed a family. He feeds the whole town. And if you've been here, you know what we're talking about, don't you?
Well, we try and get along and help others the best we can and get people prepared through this catalog, and it does cost money to put this together, and we do it ourselves between Deadeye and Rosalie and myself and
Timmy.
A few of the others, and Timmy helping put catalogs together. So we try and keep costs down as much as we can, but we can't give them away.
Yeah, that's right. And you see a whole bunch of people working for 2 weeks to get just a few hundred catalogs ready to send out. You'll know why you need to send $2. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the phones. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. This is Craig in South Carolina.
Hi, Craig.
I'm wanting to check on the East Coast. We're I'm getting you on the 9.930 a little bit better than I'm getting you on WWCR tonight.
Good.
And while I got you on here, I was wanting to ask you, I've seen some advertisements for some indoor-powered shortwave antennas.
Uh-huh.
For a little, about $30.
Let me tell you what's better than that.
Okay.
You've heard of these 200-foot bare wire copper antennas?
Uh-huh.
If people don't like to string them outside because they don't know where to string them and it doesn't look good and they're afraid lightning might hit it, well, you don't have to. You go down to Radio Shack and get some insulators and you put them up in the corners of your rooms, and you can run one strand of bare copper wire around every room in your house, and I'll bet you you'll get at least 200 feet or more. And if you don't, you can run it around again. And you don't have to worry about lightning, and it's just exactly the same as if you have it outside, and it's not unsightly, and you don't have to worry about where to put it, and you get the fantastic reception. In fact, you get the best you can get.
Okay.
And it don't cost as much as one of those indoor antennas. It's just a few insulators to put in the corners of your rooms and some bare copper wire that you can get down at Radio Shack.
Okay, that sounds good. I've seen a book about homemaking, like a simple dipole antenna.
Mm-hmm.
And
you can put them in your attic, too, if you have an attic.
Yes, I've already started stringing some wire in my attic, but I realized that I was going to have to make some corners. I wasn't going to be able to stretch it straight.
All you need is insulators.
Okay, so the corners won't really affect it.
Won't affect it as long as it's not touching anything but an insulator.
Okay, that's great. That'll help me out a lot.
Yeah, and you can just, if you got an attic and nobody ever goes up there, heck, you can string 600 feet of wire up there, and you have the best antenna in your town, in your state, probably.
Okay, so longer is better.
Yeah, the longer the better, and the more frequencies you'll be able to receive with it also.
All right. I appreciate talking with you.
Okay. But they tell me that 200 feet for what you guys are listening to out there is about all you need.
Okay. All right. Keep up the good work, and I'll be listening to you every night.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay. Who else wants to get in here and put in their 2 cents worth about... You know, we've just been sitting around talking tonight, so I get into the down-home folks mood once in a while, and it feels good to me. I don't have to be smart, and I don't have to be right on the money, and I don't have to impress anybody. I can just be me, and that's what I like. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Cooper?
Yes.
Hi, how you doing? Yeah. This is John in St. Petersburg, Florida, and I'm calling you about reception.
Uh-huh.
I'm using my old backup shortwave. It's a Realistic 9 Radio Shack, and I tried to tune in 9.930, and I can't seem to get anything.
Okay. It's transmitting out of Hawaii, so that's why we wanted to make these frequency checks, to make sure that we know how far these signals are going. And starting Monday, we'll also be broadcasting during this same time slot on 7.315, and that should just come in blasting loud and clear all up and down the East Coast.
I'm picking up real good on 5065 and 7315.
Good.
Earlier this evening, and I'm using my main unit right now to record you. So, but keep up the good work. I really appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
You too.
Bye.
602, for new listeners, the number is 602-337-2524. And that's our call-in line when we're on the air. When we're not on the air, that's our fax number. So if you ever want to send us a fax, wait until we're off the air. At least don't try to send it up 30 minutes before we go on the air, and don't try to send it for 30 minutes after we go off the air, but the rest of the time... You can use that number for fax. That's 602-337-2524. When we're on the air, that's our call-in line. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, how you doing? I'm up in North Bay, Ontario. Talked to you a little while back on that new 9900 there, point something, I can't get at it at all, but I'm on 5065. That other one that you were on, which is 7315, was very, very faint this evening, which is unusual.
Where are you at?
I'm in North Bay, Ontario, north of Toronto, in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, I was getting—I get you quite good, except it has been fading out a little bit. Anyway, what I was going to ask you about was, you know, we're always in the dark up here, anyways. This switcheroo around and everything. My own opinion is about Perot is that he was always a turncoat, anyways.
Perot.
He operated with.
Helped split the conservative vote so that Clinton would get to be the president.
Yeah. Perot. Also, now what he's doing is showing his true colors.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there anything that you could add to that? And if I wanted to just send down for your book and a small catalog of what's available for you, could I also ask in that one PO or money order for what the gentleman there with you said, his catalog?
Yeah, just send $2 and say you want surplus and stuff catalog.
Well, I'll be sending down enough to cover it all anyway, so mailing it tomorrow, so the date should be all right on there.
Okay.
And thank you very much, and we really appreciate your work, what you're doing, and hope the hell we can get some more information up here for ourselves. I was going to ask you that. That's right. I was going to ask you if you have anything that would be additional, maybe a small newsletter or tape or something that would have something about Canada?
No.
Don't, eh?
We're trying to save the United States. It's up to you to save Canada.
Yeah, I know.
Like, we can't save...
We've already gone too far now.
Well, if we can save this country, we'll save the world. If the United States goes down and we lose our freedom, so goes the world.
And if a person wanted to, from any other country coming into the States, if they want to come in...
Why would they want to?
I'm just asking, if they did want to come into the United States and live in a state.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Is it according to state law, or would they have to then go through the federal immigration concept that they have?
Well, according to the way the Constitution is set up, you could come down and apply for state citizenship, and if it were approved by someone like the state legislature, that's all that would be required. But since they're not going by the Constitution, and since they have this INS and the federal government overpowers everything, you have to see, they've arranged it where you have to become a United States citizen under the 14th Amendment, so that they've got you by the you know what. You can't get out of it.
Okay, yeah, well, I have relatives way down in California. That's why I was wondering about that and what they might have gone through and all that crap, you know.
You know, they're either naturalized United States citizens or they're carrying a green card.
Right on. I see. Okay. Well, I kept a good work, Bill. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Ain't this fun?
Yeah, you bet. So you folks out there that would be interested in getting the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights, we have those, and they're $1.65. And
Each
one. And they're on real parchment, and they're real authenticated.
They're beautiful.
And so if you'd like to get a set, send me $1.65 each, the surplus and stuff, in St. John's, Arizona, P.O. Box 3300. And allow a little bit for postage in there, a couple dollars, and we'll get them right back out to you in return mail.
Also, folks, memberships in the Intelligence Service are open. Been open, I think, since December. If you'd like to join, send $100. We'll send you the oath. You got to pledge your life, your fortune, your sacred honor. I'm not going to tell you the rest of it. You get the oath. You can read it. If you can abide by that, you take it down to a notary public. You have the oath administered by the notary public, and he will notarize that you have done that. Send it back to us. We'll send you your membership package. If not, you send the oath back to us and say, I can't take this oath, and we'll send you your $100 back in a plane ticket to Cuba. Let me see. We got somebody. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. This is Ed in Houston. I have a quick tip for people who have a need to synchronize their watches. If they tune their shortwave to 15.000, they will get the time of day.
R5-000.
That's right. It's 2.5, 5, 10, 15, and 20. And they'll hear a clock tick, and then once a minute, time will be announced. So that's for people who have a need to synchronize their watches for whatever they do.
This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Surplus and Stuff, the Intelligence Service, and...
The National Institute for Standards and Technology.
There you go. Hey, you're sharp. Good. Good for you.
All right.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
602-337-2524 is the number. We got time for, I don't know, 3-4 more calls before we have to sign off. If you'd like to be one of the people who can get on the airwaves worldwide tonight, live on the hour of the time, and either say something extremely intelligent and make a lasting impression upon all those who are listening to you around the world, or you can make a total and complete utter fool of yourself. It's okay, either way.
We're having fun.
That's right, and it's your opportunity. 602-337-2524. And what else were we going to do tonight? Were we going to do something else here? I guess I should give the address out one more time. The address is the Intelligence Service. If you'd like to get some information, write to the Intelligence Service, Post Office Box 1420, Sholo, spelled just like it sounds, Sho and Lo, Arizona, 85901. That's the Intelligence Service, Post Office Box 1420, Sholo, Arizona, 85901. Send $1. And a self-addressed, stamped, number 10 size envelope will send you an information pack and a list of all the materials and everything that we have to offer and what we're about and all that kind of stuff. And then you can decide whether you want to participate or not. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes. Last night in Los Angeles, you made on 5065, you ended by making a point saying that why the U.S. should so hastily go into NAFTA. But I just caught it at that point, and I missed the point. You led up to that point, but I missed what prefaced it by a sentence or two.
Jeepers creepers. I can't help that.
Oh, I'll have to get the tape then.
Yeah, you got to get the tape. I can't rehash the program.
Okay, can you just give me the... if I just give the date and... But I don't have the information on what the subject matter was on that last night.
Well, just say ended with NAFTA.
Okay.
Halloween. Halloween tape.
NAFTA and GATT.
Halloween tape, right.
Yeah, okay. That's what it was, the Halloween tape.
Thank you.
It was a scary program. Thank you for calling. Folks, don't ever call in and ask us to rehash the last night's program or last week's program. If you didn't hear it, order the tape. If you really want to know. And that does two things. It gives you the information, and it helps us continue. Very simple. We believe in participation. Oh, I remember what I got to do. I knew there was something I had to do.
Your phone number.
I was looking all over for it. The Constitution Party has a new phone number, folks. The Constitution Party has a new phone number. You see, the Constitution is all about the principles and ideals upon which this country was based. Responsibility, citizenship, sovereignty, opportunity, all of the things that have made this nation great. So, we're not going to have an 800 number. If you really care, you'll pull your own load, and that means paying for your own call. We want you to call, ask for information, which will be sent to you. And we want you to look over that information. We'd like you to consider joining with us in the Constitution Party to reinstate the principles and ideals, the Constitution and Bill of Rights as the supreme law of the land, and bring this country back around where it should be. The new number, write it down, for the Constitution Party, the only party, the only political party that addresses the real principles and ideals of the United States of America. 310-247. 3-1-0-2-4-7. That's 3-1-0-2-4-7-1-2-7-6. Once again, that's area code 3-1-0-2-4-7-1-2-7-6. Pretty soon, your state party leader will be contacting you and arranging to have meetings in the several states. And we're going to get together and start a nationwide recruiting campaign. We're going to be looking for candidates on a local level and on a national level and a presidential candidate. And we're going to kick some butt, folks. So get ready. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yo.
Yo.
This is Danny in Oklahoma.
Hi, Danny.
Hi.
Sounded like you were Danny from, what's that, MTV?
No, we're the ones that come out and visit with you. Like the phone call, we brought my mom out there.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
Yeah. I don't know if Leslie talked to you yet. We had that first Constitution meeting here in
I got a letter from her.
I did?
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah, it was.
And I was the first one that called in after you made the announcement of the Constitution Party, and I got my card in. It was a beautiful card they sent out.
Great.
That logo is fantastic.
Uh-huh. Don't care.
Anyway, 9.930, we're barely getting it here in Oklahoma, but we are able to get it, and it's on one of those little bitty antennas you were talking about.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm going to get that copper and run it through my roof.
Okay. Don't forget, beginning Monday, we'll also be broadcasting at this same time, this same hour, beginning at, let me see, I guess you're in Central Time Zone, so it'll be 11 p.m. On 7.315. And that should come in like gangbusters.
Well, I hope so, because we've... I feel like I should have took stock out in some shortwave radio company because we've really been telling people about it.
Did you say take stock out in a shortwave radio
company? Maybe I said the wrong one thing there. I'm sorry.
Or take Spock out.
Yeah, really.
To a radio
program. Anyway, we've been telling everybody about your program and about, trying to educate what we can in the short time we've become acquainted with you. And we tell them the first thing they need to do is buy the book, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Start from then and be sure to get a radio, but they need to, while they're waiting to get a radio, to be sure to educate themselves and read the book, and that will help them a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And I just hope we can get this Constitution Party going and get it going everywhere.
Me too, because we haven't got a chance if we don't.
Right.
There ain't no such thing as Republicans and Democrats. They're socialist, New World Order, creepo traitors is exactly what they are.
Well, maybe we can get all the towns back together like your little town over there, because that is really neat.
Yeah,
as like America should be.
Yeah, it is. Well, why don't you tell our listeners what you found? Well, I guess it's late. We got to go.
Okay.
Good night.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Good night, folks. God bless you all.
Good night.